ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter number 7, Text number 14. Vidya, tapaha, vrata, dharan, mukhataha, sma, vipran, brahma, atmatattvam, avitam, prathamam, Tvam Ashrak Tat Brahmanan Parama Sarva Vipatsu Pashi Palaha Pashun Eva Vibho Pragrita Dandaha Vidyatapovratadharan mukhatahasma vipran Brahmatvatatvam vitum prathamam trushatrak Tad brahmananam paramam sarva vipatsupashi पालह पशुनीव विभो प्रकृत दण्डः विद्या तपो व्रत धरान मुखतः स्म विप्रान ब्रह्मात्म तत्त्वं वितुं प्रथमत्वक्षाक् Tad brahmananam paramam sarva vipastupashi Palaha pashuniva vibho prakrita dandaha Vidya tapo vrata dharan mukhatah sma vipran Brahmatma tattvam avitum prathamam tvasvatrak Tad brahmananam paramam sarva vipatsupashi Palaha pashuniva vibho prakrita dandaha Vidya Learning, tapaha, austerities, vrata, vows, dharan, the followers, mukhataha, from the mouth, sma, was, vipran, the brahmanas, brahma, Lord Brahma, atmatattvam, self-realization, avitum, To disseminate, prathamam, first, tvam, you, asrak, created, tat, therefore, brahmananam, the brahmanas, parama, O great one, sarva, all, vipatsu, in dangers, pashi, you protect. Palaha, like the protector, Pashun, the animals, Eva, like, Vibho, O great one, Pragrahita, taking in hand, Dandaha, a stick. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My dear great and powerful Lord Shiva, You were created first from the mouth of Lord Brahma in order to protect the Brahmanas in pursuing education, austerities, vows, and self-realization. As the protector of the Brahmanas, you always protect the regulative principles they follow. Just as a cowherd boy keeps a stick in his hand to give protection to the cows. The specific function of a human being in society, irrespective of his social status, is to practice control of mind and senses by observing the regular principles enjoined in the Vedic Shastras. Lord Shiva is called Pashupati because he protects the living entities in their developed consciousness so that they may follow the Vedic system of Varna and Ashrama. The word Pashu refers to the animal as well as to the human entity. It is stated here that Lord Shiva is always interested in protecting the animals and the animalistic living entities who are not very advanced in spiritual sense. It is also stated that the Brahmanas are produced from the mouth of the Supreme Lord. We should always remember that Lord Shiva is being addressed as the representative of the Supreme Lord, Vishnu. In the Vedic literature, it is described that the Brahmanas are born from the mouth of the universal form of Vishnu. The Kshatriyas are born from his arms, the Vaishyas from his abdomen or waist, and the Shudras from his legs. In the formation of a body, the head is the principal factor. The Brahmanas are born from the mouth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in order to accept charity for worship of Vishnu and to spread Vedic knowledge. Lord Shiva is known as Pashupati, the protector of the Brahmanas and other living entities. He protects them from the attacks of non-Brahmanas or uncultured persons who are against the self-realization process. Another feature of this world is that persons who are simply attached to ritualistic portions of the Vedas and do not understand the situation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are not any more advanced than animals. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is confirmed that even though one performs rituals of the Vedas, if he does not develop a sense of Krishna consciousness, then all his labor in performing Vedic rituals is considered to be a waste of time. Lord Shiva's aim in destroying the Daksha Yajna was to punish Daksha, because by neglecting him, Lord Shiva, Daksha was committing a great offense. Lord Shiva's punishment was just like that of a cowherd boy who keeps a stick to frighten his animals. It is commonly said that to give protection to the animals, a stick is needed because animals cannot reason and argue. Their reasoning and argument is argumentum ad baculum. Unless there is a road, they do not obey. Force is required for the animalistic class of men, whereas those who are advanced are convinced by reasons, arguments, and scriptural authority. Persons who are simply attached to the Vedic rituals without further advancement of devotional service or Krishna consciousness are almost like animals, and Lord Shiva is in charge of giving them protection and sometimes punishing them as he punished Daksha. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shakalakaya Chakshul Militanjena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि श्रीहरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। विद्यातपोव्रतधरान् मुखतः विप्रान् ब्रह्मात्मतत्त्वम् अवितुम् प्रथमम् त्वत्सृक् तद्ब्राह्मणानाम् परमम् सर्वविपत्सुपाशी पालः पशुनीव विभो प्रकृति दण्डः। माय डियर ग्रेट एंड पावरफुल लॉर्ड शिवा, यू वर क्रिएटेड फर्स्ट फ्रॉम द माउथ ऑफ लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा इन ऑर्डर टू प्रोटेक्ट द ब्राह्मणस इन परस्यूइंग एजुकेशन, austerities, vow and self-realization. As the protector of the brahmanas, you always protect and the regulative principles they follow, just as a cowherd boy keeps a stick in his hand to give protection to the cows. So, Srila Prabhupada gives very elaborate purpose for the proper function of the human form of life, that unless and until one becomes Krishna consciousness, one becomes Krishna conscious, he is still considered to be an animal. In other words, one who does not chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He is still living an animal life. And generally, such people are inclined to worship Lord Shiva. That's natural consequence. This is the form of the Lord in the mode of ignorance, or the controller of the mode of ignorance, or we call avatar of Tamoguna, Lord Shiva. It's the transformation of Lord Vishnu in order to control the animalistic propensities of the living entities. What do you mean by animalistic propensities? How come an animal is differentiated from the human being, and human being by what virtue is differentiated from the rest of the animals? आहार निद्रा भय मैथुनंच सामान्य एतत् पशुभि नराणां धर्मो हि एको यत्र विशेषो धर्मेण हि न पशुभि समाना। पीपल कंसीव द नेचर ऑफ धर्म अकॉर्डिंग टू देयर अंडरस्टैंडिंग लिमिटेशंस to which conception they are ingrained or born into. So there are varieties of dharmas. But for human being, the word dharma denotes to the one that sustains his real self. An animal doesn't have that propensity to understand or reason or argue. Even amongst the men who are of different conceptions because of time, place, circumstances, Yet they do not understand properly, because the so-called belief system which has been created or generated or happened to be existing through those who are trying to spread Krishna consciousness in the first, they have to make adjustments according to time, place and circumstances to raise their consciousness to come to Krishna consciousness. So in between there are so many isms, belief systems. But yet they still compromise with the animalistic propensities. But Srimad Bhagavatam outrageously declare no propensity of the animals. It is that dharma or conception which belongs to the soul and eternity, its functionality according to that conception. Dharma means dharayate iti dharma. One that sustains your real reality or your real being is dharma. People understand, okay, what sustains my body is my dharma. They have developed that conception. That is called swadharma. Swa means an expansion of his own, right? Then people have their families. So to provide the necessities of life-sustaining substances for their bodies is called kutumba dharma, parivarik dharma, family religion. And that also involves so many belief system involving kula devatas and kula devis and worship of them, simply to sustain the family, because it has become this tradition. People live in society so that dharma can be also extended. So according to the belief system, people group together and make sub-societies. In a state, it becomes a larger society or mix-up of so many other belief systems. As for example, in Kuladevis, some believe in Hingalaj Mata, some believe in Khodiyar Mata. These are all expansions of Durga in order to sustain their bodily necessities. Right? But Bhagavatam and Lord Krishna's teachings equivocally say, sarva dharmana parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja. So, for the human being, not considering the animalistic propensity, the only dharma is to surrender to Lord Krishna by giving up all misconceptions. The surrendering process is thus becomes very filtered, and it is confined to only those who are civilized, and out of civilized, those who are from the Vedic civilization, and only from the Vedic civilization, those who are of Brahminical nature. Because they are supposed to know the mool rupa of their being is called the soul, atma tattvam. So those who are bereft of the knowledge of atma tattva, apashyatam atma tattvam griheshu griha medhinam, Those who are bereft of the knowledge of Atma Tattva or the self-realization, even though however gentlemanly they are situated well in their materialistic life, they are still called grahamedhis, not grahastha. So such filtering process is bringing us to ultimate aim of Krishna consciousness. But nonetheless, they are having the faith being cultivated in those belief system of their surrounding. For them, Lord Shiva takes the charge as Pashupati, because they are still on animalistic propensities. So therefore, to undermine the function of Lord Shiva is a great offense. Even the demigods are being punished by him. Daksha was purposely given the head of a goat because he was so puffed up as Prajapati, simply begetting. And to indulge in sex life is inviting to become grahamedhi rather than grahastha, for the purpose he was endowed, he was ordained to conduct out as a service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Daksha became puffed up. He insulted Lord Shiva. Do you think a wayward animal, today so many sheep went by, maybe 10,000 sheep, herd of sheep, and there were so many shepherds carrying stick, and they were always, you know, correcting the sheep to go in the one direction. In the same way, Lord Shiva uses the stick of chastisement. If one forgets the purpose of life, a human form of life, which is not animalistic purpose, then Lord Shiva is there to punish and to underestimate. Lord Shiva, as an ordinary demigod, is a great offense, or one of us. Just like the Daksha Prajapati was also thinking, after all, he is my son-in-law. I am superior to him. So, there is a great responsibility for human form of life is that even though it is one of the species, Homo sapiens, in the animal kingdom, yet because of developed consciousness, he has been ordained to utilize his consciousness to become Krishna conscious. To become Krishna conscious. Otherwise, he will be counted as one of the animals. And he will be corrected from time to time that his bodily conception has to be removed by such chastisement. We can see Srila Prabhupada is giving a very elaborate purport on this explanation of Pashupati. People misunderstand because Lord Shiva is the carrier of Nandi the bull. The bull is dharma. But at the same time, the bull also becomes the father of the progeny of the cows. So therefore, Lord Shiva has a carrier, the bull. Linga yoni katmika jata ima maheshwari praja. In Brahma Samhita, Brahma speaks about the function of Lord Shiva as Shiva Ling, means male progenating organ. But the animalistic propensity, where one is addicted to sex life, has been condemned. Even though it has a function of progenation, procreation, it is so condemned in Srimad Bhagavatam that those who are so-called animalistic propensity called grahamedhis, not grahastha, yan maithunadi grahamedhi sukham hi tuccham kanduye no karayor eva dukkha dukkham trupyanti neha krapana bahu dukkha bhajam kanduti van manasijam savisha het dhira. Those who are addicted to sex life, they are animals, grahamedhis, and their pleasure is tuccha, very insignificant. Tatale vari bindu sutamit ramani samaje. The material pleasure of sex life is just like a drop in the scorching desert, drop of water in a scorching desert. It does not satisfy your thirst. And such pleasure that we are hoping to obtain through suta by the son, mita, friends, ramani, the wife, and samaje in the society. It's tuccha. Because the aim of the human form of life is to become Krishna conscious, not God conscious even, but Krishna conscious. Specifically. Otherwise, there are 33 crores of devatas. And out of all the devatas, Mahadev is called here Pashupati. Means, he is in charge of all the Pashus, including those who are not Krishna conscious. So Prabhupada uses that the argument ends up into who is victorious and who is defeated. But victory and defeat, as far as material subject matter of sense gratification is concerned, and that is about sex life, ultimately it aims to, here it is called argumentum ad baculum. I was looking into the dictionary. Prabhupada uses a very perfect phrase. It's given in Latin, but at the same time, what that has to do with this purport? It is said, baculum is a bone in the male genital organ of some carnivorous animals, even dogs. It means, argument ends, or the aim of argument is ending in sex life. People have difference of opinion. As far as material subject is concerned, this difference of opinion, argument against each other, ends up only one and one aim, that is called sex life. That's why Prabhupada uses this phrase called argumentum ad baculum. And it is animal propensity. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Svavidvara karai ustrap. Narapashu. A human being who is called Narapashu means even though he is a human being but he acts like an animal. He is compared to Sva means the dog. Vidvara means the stool-eating hogs. Ustra means camel. Kara means an ass. Yat karna pato petho jatu nama gadagraja. He is considered to be an animal like all these sex-oriented life of animals. And the experts are the dog, pigs, camels and asses. They praise each other. They argue and they consider each other to be expert in their own field. But again, argumentum ad baculum ends up in the sex life and nothing more. So those Narapashus, those human beings who are simply living a life of animalistic propensity, unless and until on their eardrum, the tympanum, what they call it, the holy name of Gadagraja, Lord Vishnu, strikes. Krishna is so potently purifying name that it turns anyone who sincerely allows his holy name to be entered in the ear. One has to voluntarily allow the holy name of Lord Shri Krishna to enter in the ear holes. Otherwise, bile means the snake has also holes, but they do not function at ears. So the idea is that the animals do not care about the holy name, even though it is falling on their eardrums. The holy name vibrations strike on the eardrum. They do not care because that consciousness is not. But human being on the other behalf, their consciousness is developed. And if they do not allow the holy name of the Lord to enter through the eardrums, they are simply celebrated as Narapashus who simply glorify by different arguments and talks which are useless. Their activities never attract attention of Lord Shri Krishna. So whatever they do without the consciousness of Krishna, whether they are ritualistic activities, yet they will be celebrated as animals. So, dharma svanutisthaam punsa visvakshena kathasu yaha no padaye yadi ratim shrama evahi kevalam. It's a useless labor if one does not care, or one whose activities do not even attract the attention of Lord Sri Krishna. Everything is useless labor. Human being is not supposed to do this useless. This is called prayasas. He's not supposed to do this. So in Krishna consciousness, all the things become very clear and transparent, while the other religious systems, fail to expose the real liberating point. Srila Prabhupada says here that force is required for animalistic class of men, whereas those who are advanced are convinced by reasons, arguments, and scriptural authority. This is another fact for Krishna consciousness. Philosophical persuasion is the right kind of persuasion that changes the heart of a person, consciousness of the person. Rather, enticing or threats to convert into another belief system is nothing but based on animalistic propensities, without touching the subject of soul and its eternality and the functionality. So therefore, if one has to argue against the other religions or religious processes, it is to glorify this particular point that we can convince on the basis of philosophical persuasion. Other philosophies are completely doomed in front of Krishna conscious philosophy. Srila Prabhupada says that this philosophical development through the pages of history that we get recorded, that from even Adi Shankara to Ramanujacharya, Ramanuja to Madhvacharya, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's preached the glories of the holy name, becomes the summum bonum of all the philosophies. And that's why it is victorious all over the world. That intelligent class of people are getting the verification from what is being taught by the practice they follow. This is a particular fact to be noted. Philosophical persuasion is required. If you want to argue, argue on the basis of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. And help him to come out from the status of animalistic life. So, Srila Prabhupada gave guarantee. Nobody in the world can defeat Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. One has to be convinced. One has to get educated in this particular field to preach the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's not only lip service is required, but conviction is required, and then take the courage to go out and preach. So, Srila Prabhupada gave us his books to convince us intellectually, to verify our process intellectually. Otherwise, force is required for animalistic class of men. The danda is there. Let them be taken care by Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva carries a staff Because animals do need staff. Daksha was given the head of the animal and especially the goat, who is supposed to be expert. The name coincides with the puffed up process of becoming a Prajapati. But he was not like that before. But he got entangled into the reactionary cycle that developed his false ego. He forgot the purpose. He forgot the place of Lord Shiva. But anyway, Lord Shiva is rightfully giving such chastisement, beheading Daksha's head, because it doesn't deserve the head. Srila Prabhupada tells that it is the consciousness that is being corrected. Head, any head can work out. But as punishment, a human being has a head and the features of the entire body is in the image of Lord Shri Krishna in two-handed form. So, to have a goat's body, the goat was supposed to be sacrificed and his head was transplanted. So, Daksha got rightful punishment by Lord Shiva. Very, very significant action has been there, you know, meaningful. And similarly, those who encourage, like Bhrigu Muni, he got the beard of goat. So, in this way we can understand the prayer that now Daksha is very meaningfully admitting his fault, begging forgiveness, and come to the right consciousness. Even though he has done abominable activity, but he is now rightly situated by such punishment. Lord Shiva is the perfect guru, that even by punishment he can give the living entity the opportunity to remain Krishna conscious. So thank you very much. Anybody has any question?
By worshipping the lotus feet of a Mahabhagavat, pure devotee, and obviously Lord Shiva's topmost devotee, one achieves rapid advancement and perfection. So those followers of Lord Shiva, you know, many times described as his Pashupati, even though they're very, very low, they make very rapid advancement by worshipping Lord Shiva, and what is the harm?
Because they think that they are not Pashus. You know, even though they act on the level of Pashus, they think Pashupati is referred to somebody else. But who's Pashu? Who is Pashu? Unless and until understanding Lord Shiva's desire or his activity, that he is meditating himself to remain pure, in pure state of his consciousness, that he recites the holy name of Lord Shankarshan, rather than following him, they misunderstand him. Instead of learning the Atma Tattva from Lord Shiva, they still hanker for material amenities, material conception of life, which is nothing but, you know, sex life. Material life has been created by sex life. It's not that sex life has been created by material life. No, to enjoy separately, not accounting Lord Shri Krishna, that is an envious desire And that ends up in the ultimate of the sex life. That's how the living entities are bound in the clutches of the threefold gunas of material nature. So, if they understand that we are Pashus and He will protect, so they should follow Lord Shiva. He is their shepherd. It's a Mahabhagavat, but unless and until one tries to become purified by the association of Mahabhagavat. Otherwise, he must be insulting Lord Shiva or undermining Lord Shiva and his functions. In Nepal, there is Pashupatinath there. But you see, most of the Nepalese, they will sacrifice buffaloes and oxen in order to keep their animalistic propensities on. This is Pashupatinath. And they don't think themselves that we are Pashus. No, we are followers of Lord Shiva. But where is the consciousness? The consciousness is simply geared on sex life, at the ultimate of all materialistic propensities. Any other question?
Maharaj, you told about preaching this philosophy of Achintya Bhedabhed. Like many times, I'm working with intellectual class of people, you know, engineers and other people. So when I tell them this philosophy of Krishna consciousness, so finally they come to the point whether there is the life after that also not. So I tell them any example from Prabhupada books and some other scientific examples like reincarnation and so many examples. But still they, because it's like attack on their, you know, sense gratification. So they just want to hear this point and they say, I know, give me some proof. Look, somehow they want to escape. So in those situations, how should we handle them? What do you do?
They love to be Pashus. It's their personal choice. You can bring a Pashu to the water, but you can't force him to drink. Right? That's called Pashu. Let Lord Shiva alone chastise them. You should tell them, you are in good hands. You know, you are in good hands. Yes, can you pass it, please?
Thank you very much, Maharaj. Thank you so much for wonderful explanation of the verse. Now, could it be said that the punishment of Maya, because it is said, Maya Sruja Karagar, this world is prison house constructed by Maya. Could we say that Maya doing the work of Lord Shiva, punishing the conditioned souls?
She is the consort of Lord Shiva. You know, she is very obedient otherwise, but she is not independent. Right? So she cooperates most of the time with Lord Shiva. But to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you know, here she comes as the daughter of Daksha, who offends Lord Shiva, who is the representative of the Lord, and she quits. She doesn't want to affiliate herself. Right? So this is a big education that Maya gives. Maya's position is to be ichhanurupam api yasya chestate sa. Whatever her functions are, they are according to the desire of the Lord, not her own. So she became an instrument herself as the daughter of Daksha, who gives her body up in the flames, which is coming out from her own intrinsic self-realization, the power of her chastity, whatsoever, you know, everything is spiritual in nature. She doesn't want that body anymore to be affiliated with the offensive father. She considered her body was also offensive to Lord Shiva because she was attached to her father. That is her topmost education she gives us. But otherwise, she has never disobeyed Lord Shiva, apparently. This was the pastime of the Lord, well construed, to educate us that even though she is not independent. So, even though she is the controller of the prison house, but that is a thankless task for the Pashus. Pashus are also confined within the prison house. She is like a prison house, and Lord Shiva is like the shepherd. Means he takes them around, fulfills their desire, but that jurisdiction is still within the prison house.
Maharaj, it seems there is a connection because Lord Shiva is the husband of Durga. So Durga, you know, she's the superintendent of a prison house. And here Lord Shiva is said to be Pashupati. And then you also mentioned that he's a perfect leader, he's correcting people. So they're doing the same, they're fulfilling the same function. Because Maya Devi or Durga is punishing. And Lord Shiva also here said to be Pashupati.
Yeah, both carry the trident in their hands. The whole family carries trident in their hands. But those who are obsessed with the material desire, they are blind and they simply ask for benedictions. They ask for the benediction. Not spiritual benediction, but material benedictions. So, in the material prison house, the amenities are provided according to the consciousness or the class of the prisoner. If he's in A-grade prison house, B grade or C grade, the facilities will be available. And this gradation is coming under the law of karmas. But still it is prison house. So all this system has been already set in by the desire of the Lord. And they are the vehicle to convey, they are the medium to convey this facility.
Sorry, one little point. Now, Lord Shiva is Mahabhagavat, great devotee, great Vaishnava, and we don't know Krishna. When we want to take shelter of Krishna, we have to approach his dear devotee. That's the process, a spiritual master. Now, in Bhagavatam, he said, Akama Sarvakama Muksha Kamudharati. when his fellow material desires, free from material desire, desires liberation, he should worship Krishna. So now those followers or worshippers of Lord Shiva, they also have material desires. So why is not recommended? Because they can get purified by worshipping Lord Shiva, who is a Vaishnava, as worshipping a great devotee Vaishnava.
Just like the second offense that tells Lord Shiva or his name, they are not independent of Krishna. Others, those who are followers, they think they are independent, therefore they are also the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is an offense. Not understanding that particular position of Lord Shiva cannot be imitated. There is a section of Lord Shiva worshipper who want to become Shiva. Just like everybody wants to become Krishna. If you play very nice flute, your cherished desire will be to become Krishna. Yes, but that is still material. It is fulfilling material desires through the agency of Maya, but ultimate award is given by Lord Krishna. So therefore, if you worship Lord Shri Krishna, even with the material desires, Krishna consciousness will develop gradually. Sakam bhakti is different from nishkam. So, and out of that, Krishna himself has his own choice who is the most pleasing devotee out of all different kinds of devotees. Ya idam guhyam paramam mad bhakteshvabhi dasyati bhakti maim param krutva. He will be the best devotee. And there won't be anybody more pleasing to him. Nacha sasmat manushyeshu kaschin me priya krittama. Manushyeshu. Not pashusu. Only manushyeshu. So, that's how the nomenclature Manushya is also coming from Manu Bhagavan. And we should see that the word Shiva denotes to welfare. Just like a shepherd is supposed to take the welfare. Shiva means Kalyan, auspicious, giving favor, or creating a favorable circumstances so you can develop your Krishna consciousness, giving an opportunity to become more conscious of the reality, the absolute truth. So, worshipping Lord Shiva, with what motivation? But if you know that even though you have material desires, and it is difficult to control, yet you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Even at Shivalaya, Lord Shiva will be pleased and give you promotion to Vrindavan. That's said in the Shastra. So, that kind of association of Lord Shiva will be there. So if you visit Shivalaya, chant Hare Krishna there.
Thank you, Maharaj.
I have a comment. Is there 8,400,000 species, which in one is spiritual? We can consider all low class. Now only the human being, it is in the right path to go back to God. And we can see, he said, the demigod is in line to come to get the Krishna consciousness in human form, not
not any other form of sense gratifier. Human, they have better facility there.
Yes, means even if you is more.
Only in the family of devotees they want to come. Yes.
Well, our case.
Any other comment or question?
We see the religion, the Buddhist. Buddhism come from India. It was for vegetarian purpose, in analysis, for to become. But I saw all around the world is no one Buddhist which is vegetarian. Imagine the other religion which is more lost.
That's why they were sent to Himalayas, so where Lord Shiva will be closer to them. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.